Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnatelli Minor, and it is a joy to be with you each and every Friday here on Mind Your Body and Spirit, which is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our newspaper having to do with preventive and natural health and personal growth and positive news. Hold on one moment, please, listeners. Okay, listeners, hopefully we are on. Tom, if you're able to hear me, can you please go ahead and call on my cell phone number? I need to reconfirm that we are connected. So if you can do that, and listeners, I think what we're going to do is to hang up and reconnect. Hello? Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Miner, and it is a joy to have you with us here this Friday, each and every Friday. And as you know, we have wonderful interviews, and this week, of course, is no exception. And one of the things that we know is that we have been receiving suggested topics that you all would like to hear about. And this week, we are going to be focusing on an interview with Life Force Tampa. And what exactly is Life Force Tampa? Well, what we are going to do is to go ahead and begin an interview with Dr. Valerie Donaldson and also the creator of the Life Force Unit, which is Doug Cornell. So we are going to go ahead right now and bring them on, and let's hope that this connection happens okay. So let's go ahead and open up the mics.
Hi, Marcia, this is Dr. Donaldson.
There you go. Hello, hello. I'm so happy to have you both with us today. And thank you for actually the time that we spent together some weeks ago, Dr. Donaldson and Doug, because we do have Doug that will be joining us as well. And I just know that when I first found out about Life Force and the things that you were doing at the office, I immediately made the phone call and started the communication going once I reached Doug, and was looking forward to talking with you and spending time with you as well. So that day where we actually had the opportunity to meet in person and for me to experience the Life Force that people are going to hear about in a moment, I just want to again say that once I left there and the people that I had time with that evening, because I was to meet some individuals, and they wanted to know all about it, and so I actually had a review that evening of being able to share with some very wonderful people in the Clearwater, Florida area all about the unit, and they, in fact, were going to definitely get in touch with you. So Dr. Donaldson, this is Dr. Valerie Donaldson, listeners, and I am going to actually just let her tell you a little bit about herself. Her background is quite extensive, and instead of me telling you about it, I would prefer that she give you a little bit of a history of who she is and just where she is today and what she is doing. So Dr. Donaldson, would you like to go ahead and do that, please?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm board certified in internal medicine and emergency medicine, and I spent the greater part of years really in the emergency department at the University of Pittsburgh in the trauma bays, and then became interested in alternative medicine. And like all physicians that become interested in alternative medicine, you are self-educating yourself. So I took off and got certified in lots of different things, including Reiki and cranial sacral work, et cetera, et cetera. And ended up really looking at energy medicine as the future, you know, of medicine. So hence that led me to working with the apparatus called the Life Force. Right now I am running a solo practice, and I'm doing anti-aging as well as energy medicine, and actually now I'm also doing stem cells. So my practice is varied, but my heart is with the energy medicine.
Now, energy medicine, there are many people listening that I am certain have an idea of what is really meant when they hear the word energy medicine. So I know that there are many people who are just tapping into this as well. So they're not as versed on it, and they really do wonder, just what does that mean? What does it all include? And as we go along with the interview, and just, you know, how that all fits into what the Life Force is all about.
Well, you can go back to traditional medicine being looked at as Newtonian medicine, where you're using hammers and nails to fix things and people. And then energy medicine falls under the category of Einsteinian medicine, where you're using quantum physics to explain physical happenings. Our energy really comes from the sun, and color and light, and we do not use that very efficiently in our medical practices, if at all. And this form of therapy actually has been probably 6,000 years old, and we're just now looking at it via the eyes of modern technology. So energy medicine is really about, we're all made up of particles and vibrating particles, and we're really more space than we are mass. And what does that really mean? Donna Eden has said that there's 11 different energy systems in the body, and one of those is acupuncture, which people are very, very familiar with, and one is the aura, and then there are 9 others. So traditional medicine doesn't get into even attempting to utilize this form of energy and healing, but energy medicine is all about using energy of any type in the aspect of healing.
And also, Dr. Donaldson, what is very interesting is sometimes we think that things are new when in fact they are ancient. And from what is understood about energy medicine, this isn't anything that's brand new. Is that correct?
It's very correct, absolutely very correct. Some of the finest research was actually done in the 1920s along the lines of energy medicine and got lost for various reasons, but it was almost a century ago now.
And the actual use of vibration, sound, whether we call it in the form of music, color in respects to that the chakra areas in our bodies are coincide or linked, there's different ways to describe it, represent a certain color. And years ago, when we were operating Holistic Life Center, then people started to come and started to relate to things like chakras. So many people were not aware of actually, who they are, what this body is that they're walking around in. It's absolutely quite amazing to realize that so many people don't have an understanding of their own house that they live in. And so the colors, let's start with the life force unit. Can you tell a little bit, and Doug, of course, can chime in any time he would like. I know that, of course, Doug Cornell is the creator of the life force, and there was a reason that he was led to go ahead and create this. And what I'd love to do right now is just to hear a little bit from Doug as to, why? Why did he create this, and what actually led him to do it in the first place?
Okay, I'll put Doug on. I do want to back up a little bit about what you said about color. Color actually makes up our elements also. So it's not just about aura and the colors in the aura or colors in our chakra. It's really about that the color is making all of the elements which we are composed of. Okay. For example, magnesium is the color yellow, and it has to be a certain frequency that actually can recreate magnesium in the body. So color goes very, very, very deep. It's absolutely amazingly incredible. So now I will hand you over to Doug.
Well, and we will definitely be interchanging back and forth here. So I just thought it would be great at this point to just have listeners understand a little bit more about the unit.
Okay.
How are you? Hello. Doing great. Thank you. It's been a very interesting time since we all met. There is so much, as you know, continued energy and interest in the kinds of things that we're talking about here on this interview, Doug and Dr. Donaldson, that it just seems like things are really, even though time is an illusion, but there's definitely an energy of quickness, you know, of quickness that is happening out there, and more people expressing interest in searching and seeking out these kinds of things. And, you know, the life force is certainly here at a very, very good time on the planet. So, Doug, you are an engineer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so when people think of this amazing, once they hear a little more about it, this amazing life force chamber, or however you want to call it, what would lead somebody like an engineer to create such a thing?
Well, I had some health problems of my own, and I was going to an oncologist every 90 days and being told that I had a leukopenia and also referred to as a chronic leukemia that I could live with if it didn't get any worse. And, you know, he would shake his head and whatever. And that, so I delved into sound and light and or I actually stumbled across it through Dr. Donaldson. And basically it went a long way to straightening me out as far as the problems that were in my blood. So I studied physics pretty intensely for 2 years and packed a lot into it, but I did it very narrowly. And looking at this relaxation and what it can do for people. And I took existing technology to a new level or another level, much more powerful and impactful.
And so with that knowing that the things that you were experiencing at the time and having it lead you to creating such a thing as the chamber, were you aware as you were moving forward that what you were creating, yes, is new in some sense, but yet a very ancient technology?
Oh, yeah, I studied it pretty intensely, and I realized there was a lot, you know, from the ancients. And it was just something that you want to view from the standpoint of time. We don't allow ourselves a lot of time. And this is something that can have a real impact on you in 1 hour. So that was a real concern, to modernize art that was already known.
I think so one thing you can say, Marcy, is you can kind of liken the life force in a way to acupuncture and acupuncture meridians. And when you're working in acupuncture, you have to go back quite often, usually, in order to open up your meridians in the life force. You can do it in an hour and open them all up at one time. So to us, that is increasing the efficacy of healing by multitudes.
Right. And with something such as the Life Force Chamber, how are you feeling by the people that are showing up and making their appointments? And how are they relating to their experience?
That's a really good question, because everybody is so different in what they get from it, because they are different. It will be a different experience for each individual. So there really isn't any one thing I can say about that, except that they usually are in awe of it and they have a hard time describing how it has changed their lives, and yet they know it's changed their lives immensely. So for an example of that would be my IT guy that was working on my computer got in there, and he came out and he said, "This is the most relaxed I've ever been in my entire life." And not only that, he said, you know, his life really changed accordingly. Once we can get down to a relaxed level, once we can get down to harmony with ourselves, then we can really walk more quickly on this earth, I think. And that's pretty much what people, what might come out of their mouths, not in those words, certainly. But they're at awe in how much better they feel and how they can better go through their workday or normal life.
Uh-huh.
And that's after an hour.
Right. So do most people, when they come and experience the life force chamber the first time, do most people then set up another session or sessions?
Yes, they do. I would say 100% of the time they do. I think the biggest problem in people getting to the life force again is time. You know, we're all really hooked on the timelines here, but we're even able to do people in 15 minutes now once they've been in the life force for a couple times. So we can shorten the amount of time that they have in the life force and still get a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that with the depth of relaxation that can be experienced in the life force chamber, because listeners, I am a person who had the opportunity to experience the chamber, and I am very in tune with forms of relaxation and the importance of relaxation in our life, as Dr. Donaldson mentioned a moment ago. And when we are in a state of true relaxation, again, as Dr. Donaldson said, we are more able to live our lives in a way in which it's much more rewarding. Because when we are stress-free, I believe that all of us listening would agree how much of a difference it makes in our everyday life, as far as our relationships with different people in our lives, the things that we are creating in our lives, whether it's as our career, you know, our mission or passion. And I know that on a relationship level, how many times through the years I've been able to talk with people with through interviews, etc., that have said that once they tapped in to true relaxation, the difference that it makes and it made in their lives, in their relationships with their spouses or children, was absolutely off the charts. So something like what the Life Force Chamber helps to add to one's life, you know, is, in my opinion, something that is greatly, greatly needed on this planet today because of what can be high-level stressors, or let's just say that people allow to be high-level stressors for themselves. So something like the Life Force Chamber is very timely, and it's bringing back and establishing for many people actually new information of the old, that they're just going, wow, this is something that I can relate to, that I'm willing to try out, because it is very, at least for me, experiencing the Life Force Chamber is absolutely non-threatening. I mean, you know, when you can rest in a chamber that is making available the kinds of energies that it is just, it's really such a gift. And we could just have such a happier planet. Don't you agree?
Correct. And really the purpose is to harmonize all the energies, and that's what gives it the I think the joy that people feel is that not only do they gain more energy, but they are harmonized with it.
So
that's the relaxation part, really.
Right. So with people who are going to be hearing it, who are and who are going to be hearing the interview, because what's wonderful about what we're doing right now is that this is recorded and archived for future listening on Blog Talk Radio. What is the first step for a person who is interested in experiencing the Life Force Chamber?
Well, I'd go to the LifeForce.com website. LifeForceTampa.com website.
Mm-hmm.
And the locations where the Life Forces are located are there. But they can also call the Tampa office and get instructions from Doug as they call in.
Mm-hmm. And then that phone number would be?
813-961-4655.
And if you could...
Yeah, 813-961-4655.
Mm-hmm. And so the Tampa just happens, what is it, just happens to be one of the main...
Tampa is where it was, yeah, is where the research was done and where it originated. So that's the home.
Mm-hmm. I see. So,
there are other units across the country, so people... You know, all across the country can also fly into major cities and where the Life Forces are.
Mm-hmm. And what is yours and Doug's, what would you like to see taking place with the Life Force Chamber in, say, you know, 6 months from now and then, say, a year from now?
Well, certainly we would love for acceptance for more and more people to experience it, because pretty much everybody, I mean virtually everybody, goes in, has a very positive experience. So we'd like to, you know, bring this out to the world, and we think that it certainly could make a difference. It's made a difference in everybody that's gone in. It's made a difference in their health. It's made a difference in their outlook in life. It's made a difference in their agility and their level of pain, all for the good. So we would definitely like to get it out and to more and more people, make it accessible to more and more people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And like we've been saying in this interview, this is a time in our world where so many more people could benefit from something like this. There's not a day that goes by, Doug and Dr. Donaldson, that I don't talk to someone, or actually more than one person, who, you know, is looking for a way to rebalance, you know, a way to calm things down. They really have a desire to do that. They know that there are certain energies that just are not right with, you know, their everyday living situations. So people are really crying out in lots of different ways. Like, somebody help. Somebody help.
I think the other thing, Marcia, is that when you're in that relaxed state of being, you allow your muscles to relax and you detox a lot of the environmental toxins, actually, that are in the air. So, personally, I love getting in the Life Force after I come home from flying, just to get rid of the fumes that I feel. So, that's another major benefit for it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would, since you're mentioning flying, Dr. Donaldson, I would have to say, as much as I have flown and am flying, personally, it would be great to have a chamber where people can go into it before they get on a plane and then after they get off the plane.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Kind of like going through security, right?
Oh, absolutely. Get rid of the TSA.
Right.
And that's me saying that. So I'll take that. I'll take credit for that.
That's the way we should take it.
Oh my goodness. So I know as people hear this, and especially over this time of the year, we have this month of December coming up, and then January. And yes, you know, months come and go, yet you both know that we are definitely walking through a time period that is very interesting, that's very magnificent, that is very challenging, because it's bringing up a lot of different things for people and things that people aren't quite sure what to do with. So this is why something like life force, and I want to stress that it is LIF as in Frank E. So it's life force. Sometimes people think we're saying light force, but that's not it. So it's life as your life, LIFE. And as Dr. Donaldson and Doug mentioned, you can certainly go into the website. And I want to personally say websites are wonderful. And when I first was introduced to this, I definitely took the time to read the history and everything, and at the same time, picking up the phone, making the call, so that you can actually, if you have to leave a message and Doug or whomever would call you back, go ahead and do that, because I just have a thing. I don't like to tell people, you know, just go to the site. I stress to get in touch with the people that we're interviewing, so that you can actually one-on-one, you know, over the phone or whatever, be able to have a conversation and allow for questions and answers to come up. And that will make things a lot clearer for the person calling who is interested. Because sometimes people are just a little hesitant. They're thinking, oh, well, I don't really know much about this, and I don't want to necessarily call and, you know, be obligated, which is, you know, it's something you don't have to worry about. There's no obligation whatsoever when you hear these beautiful interviews that we do with such wonderful information. This information is for you, listeners, to check into, especially not knowing much about it, and be able to apply it to yourself and your loved ones and be an example for people around you. And that's really to Doug and Dr. Donaldson, that as more people experience the life force chamber, that in itself, as we all know, is worth more than any kind of information that you get out there, because word of mouth, even with all the social networks and the this and the that that are out there, what is still the most powerful source of communication? And
either the phone,
I'm sorry. What I was leading into, and I didn't make it clear, Doug, what I was leading into is that even though we have all these forms of communication like Facebook and social networks, what is actually still the best form of communication to promote a modality or a product? Isn't it word of mouth?
I think word of mouth is the best, but it's slow.
Yeah.
Very, very slow.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is the best.
Yes. Yeah. So between word of mouth, I guess the reason I was bringing that up was because all of these ways of communicating to get the word out are excellent, and at the same time, more people experiencing the Life Force Chamber and them sharing with others their results and what they felt is a very, very strong, powerful energy of, you know, passing the word on so that more people know about it, along with all the updated ways to do it, such as our social media networks. And of course, in our meeting, you know, we have been talking about the Healthy Referral newspaper and this radio show and even the expo that's coming up in 2013. So there are a lot of ways to get information out. I guess I was just making a point that when someone experiences something such as magnificent as the Life Force Chamber can be for them, that experience is what will speak louder than anything, and they'll want to tell somebody else who will tell somebody else who will tell somebody else. So.
Yes, and that is the best, most solid way. I was just watching the dog doing a little dance, and it made me snicker a minute ago. But anyhow.
Okay.
Word of mouth has been just so solid, you know, that people understand because they hear from a very good friend of theirs, and you know, so they're open to something that can be very beneficial to them.
Right. And with that being said, let's go ahead and once again let the listeners know how they can reach you. And again, listeners, I want to say that we are and have been talking with Dr. Valerie Donaldson and Doug Cornell, who is the creator of the Life Force Chamber. And Dr. Donaldson is just, you know, I want to say something here. When I experienced meeting them in person, and yes, of course, experiencing the chamber, and I have to say that the whole experience while I was there with, yes, meeting you both, experiencing the chamber, but experiencing the energy of your place where I met with you and the other beautiful people who were there, who happened to be there at the time that I was, it's a very, very healing. It was a very healing energy, a healing time. The environment is very healing and conducive for people as far as the overall word of what healing means and on a mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional level. And I don't know if I had the opportunity to express that to you in my communications afterwards, but it was a beautiful experience, and I really, really walked out of there appreciating meeting you both and experiencing the other people who were there who lent, you know, to the beautiful energy. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you, Marcia. And you know, I have to say that that's what we really experience every day with people there. It's just so warming and heartfelt to have people come in and see them and watch them opening up to what life really is and what the important things in life really are, and getting to a place of really being able to receive the joy it is to be here on Earth.
Absolutely. And we look forward to future possibilities with you both, and it's going to be an exciting 2013, and of course, you all know as well as we do, as we're coming into December and the end of 2012, it is very, very interesting. That I keep using that word. I'm not sure why exactly over any other words, but interesting seems to be the word that's coming up a lot, I guess, just because of the opportunities with the shifts and the changes that are going on the planet. So with that being said, I want to say thanks to both of you for sharing more information about the Life Force Chamber and about yourselves and why you are where you are doing what you're doing, because there is nothing more powerful also than one's story as to why, you know, the why that they're doing what they're doing. And especially whenever it's on a level of the whole combination of what we're made up of, which is, you know, the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. So I thank you both very, very much. And I want to, one more time, have you give the website address and the phone number. And I want to say, listeners, I'm encouraging you again to go ahead and make a phone call. Go onto the site. If you feel you want to communicate through the site, there's a way that you can do that as well. So either one of you can share the website again and the phone number.
The website is lifeforcetampa.com, LIFEFORCE, tampa.com. And the phone number is 813-961-4655. Say it again, 813-961-4655.
Wonderful. And again, I will be speaking to you both soon, just because of the many things that are coming together, and we look forward to continuing to be of help to you. And if there's anything else that you both would like to say in closing, I would love for you to do that.
I would just like to thank you for helping us spread the word and help keep harmony and peace in the world.
Yeah, and I would like to thank you for giving us your time and to help get this out to the world.
Well, I thank you for those kind words. And again, we will be in touch very, very soon. There's a lot happening, so I'll share more with you very soon. All right.
That's great.
Okay. All right. Well, you're very welcome, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And listeners, again, we were talking with Dr. Valerie Donaldson and Doug Cornell. It has to do with the Life, L-I-F-E, Force Chamber. And please be sure to go to the website as they gave it to you and read the history. It's just such a wonderful way to help you open up to the beautiful things that are available to us so that you can tap into more of what you are really about. You know, what you are is so much more than what you may think you are. The mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual things that we are comprised of and that make us what and who we are. So again, please give Doug Cornell and Dr. Valerie Donaldson a call. Go onto the site. And I and we, my business partner, would love to hear from you, your experience with your conversations of what takes place when you call people we're interviewing. We'd like to know how that goes. It is a joy for us to get emails saying, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate the topics. And also, we want to thank you for having the time that you just make for communicating to us the topics that you want to hear. That means a lot to us. It helps us to know what you're looking for, what you would like to aid your life with, because there's so many different modalities and products and things like that. All right, we are going to go ahead and share a little more information with you. We have many people who are interested in just having us tell more about our Healthy Referral newspaper that we publish and this radio show that you're hearing, as well as our expo that's coming up September of 2013. And in addition, we are so blessed. We've been a part of an organization called Forever Green for a very long time, and the good that they are doing on the planet is amazing. So we want to hear from you about any further interests that you have for an example, you have a mission or a business that is preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news. You're looking for a way to get it out there. That way is at your fingertips with our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is approximately 28 to 36 page full-size newspaper called the Healthy Referral, dedicated to preventive natural health, personal growth, and positive news. The newspaper circulates around the country. It is a physical newspaper, of course, as well as online for the world to read. Let us know that you are interested in finding out more about how you can be involved in the Healthy Referral newspaper. We would love to be of help to you. We are completing things for our next issue, and we can let you know exactly how you can become a part of it. As far as the radio show goes, if you're interested in an interview, there are ways that we can have you be scheduled for an interview as well. The International Natural Health and Foods Expo, number 16, A Conscious Inspiration, is scheduled for September 27, 28, and 29 of 2013 at the Orlando Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. Some of you who may be listening to this know of the expo that we have been putting on for 15 years. You have participated in some way, and I know the people that we have spoken to about this are thrilled that we are going to be doing this in 2013. It is going to be on a scale that is better than we have ever done it, and we are thrilled to be allowing the wonderful energies of the planet to come through with everything that's going to be happening in this coming year, because I think that those of us who listen to these kinds of interviews and radio shows know that there's something wonderful going on. It's involving going deeper. The one thing that I have to say we don't subscribe to is the doom and gloom. We don't subscribe to that kind of energy. It's not something that we feel is worth the time nor the energy. It's so much better to put your energies and time into just knowing that everything is doing well and that we play a major part in the positive energy on the planet. So please give the Healthy Referral newspaper, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo a call, 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com, just as it sounds, Healthy, R-E-F, as in Frank, E-R-R-A-L.com. And the only reason we spell that out is because people put one R, they put one R and two Fs or whatever, and they can't get into our site, and they wonder why. So it's not because I don't think you can spell. And email addresses are on our website, so you can email to any of those, and it comes into us. If you'd like more of a direct email, you can email to marchiacm@yahoo.com. That's marchiacm@yahoo.com. And we'll be happy to get back to you, and we will get back to you pretty quickly. We appreciate all of you. Without you, we wouldn't have this radio show. Without you, we would not have our Healthy Referral newspaper over these 24 years. And without you, we certainly wouldn't have the success of our expos and the number 16 coming up in 2013. And then, of course, the organizations that we are also a part of that I want to be sure that we mention, the National Health Federation, that is NHF for short, And you can go to www.thenhf.com. National Health Federation is a 58-year-old plus natural health freedom organization that we are on the advisory board of. And they do amazing things. And Scott Chips, who is the president of NHF, is an amazing person, totally committed. And when you have organizations such as National Health Federation, the Healthy Referral, we do have our Healthy Referral Foundation. And also I want to be sure to mention our friends Ann Anderson and E. Lawrence Bake, who have what's called Message 2000, as well as treasuresgiftbook.com. That's message2000.com or treasuresgiftbook.com. In fact, listeners, the three groups that you just heard me mention, along with us, the Healthy Referral, are actually putting this 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo on. We just felt that it would be great to bring some other wonderful energies in, and that's what we decided to do. And they are excited about it. In fact, the one website that you can go to for expressing your interest in exhibiting, speaking, attending, volunteering, sponsors, anything like that, is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. That's healthandspiritnetwork.com. And there's a form on there that you can fill out expressing your interest. And what I would like to do now is, I know we usually have an hour show, and because of circumstances right now, I do have someone else who, actually my business partner, who's running the studio board, and hopefully he is hearing this as well. So what I would like to do is to go ahead and close the show and say to all of you listening that we appreciate you, we love you a lot, and we look forward to connecting next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, same time, same place. And, of course, as you know, it begins at 5:30 p.m., and sometimes we have a half-hour show, sometimes an hour show, and sometimes in between. So we look forward to hearing from you. Please give us a call at 216-533-2273. And please give Doug Cornell and Dr. Valerie Donaldson of the Life Force Chamber a call or email, and please let them know that you heard it on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. So we'll close now. And we'll see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.